Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Okay, sorry about that delay there, guys. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, the 12th of November. So we had a bit of a mixed bag yesterday in terms of being the bank holiday in the US and in France as well with Armistice Day. We're expecting kind of markets to be a little bit on the quieter side. And we had some interesting news come out of SoftBank, which is a very significant funder of AI, selling their shares in Nvidia, and that was likely to cause a little bit of panic, you could say, because really, I suppose the question is, why would you be selling your shares in Nvidia? Sort of an interesting development. Plus, we've got a little bit more negativity, just broadly speaking, during a quieter market environment about the whole AI project as a whole. Now, there's still huge positives to focus your attention on, and there's also, how do institutions fund this AI rally? And if it's based on debt, then that increases the concerns. So we had this sort of mildly negative market condition. However, if you look at the S&P and the NASDAQ, and we saw some negativity in markets like NVIDIA and some of the other Mag 7s, some weaker pricing. But we saw a bit of a rally in the S&P and the NASDAQ. So we saw a bit of an uncorrelated move yesterday, you could say. So weren't particularly expecting the rally that we got over the course of yesterday evening and again in the early hours of the morning. So we've got kind of a tentative risk on rally playing out, which is, again, quite interesting. So let's, the whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So let's get into it, shall we? Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. And just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature of everyone's strategy. Where do we then enter and exit? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology as well? So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's have a look at market moving news. So it's really relatively bland and quiet in the first half of the week. So Monday, nothing of any major interest. You know, a lot of talk about the US government reopening is still front and center. Yesterday, they're your bank holidays. Really weak numbers, job numbers out of the for the UK, with the unemployment rate jumping higher. And this all feeds back to the Bank of England as to whether they should cut rates, which, of course, is negative for the pound. Anytime a central bank is cutting rates, of course, the problem we have at the moment is we've got all central banks cutting rates at the same time. At the same time, you'd expect the FTSE to continue its very aggressive rally with that, if we do continue to see a bit of a weaker pound. Today, there's a lot of central bank speakers. We've got Williams, Paulson, Waller, Bostic, Mirren. Collins. So it's a day for central bankers, it seems. There is also hidden in here a US 10-year bond auction. And you can see how this has been playing out over the last number of months. So every month the government needs to refinance some debt. And you can see the interest rate and then the demand for that bond auction. And the demand has remained relatively strong despite everything going on. And we were significantly higher. Rates have dropped, of course. Now we're going to see if bondholders are going to demand more return now at this stage. We've got a 10-year bond currently at, we've got it here, 408. So it might come in slightly weaker than the previous, 4.12. And let's see where we're at. Is demand decreasing for US debt? We shall find out later on today. And then tomorrow it starts getting a little bit more interesting. Unfortunately, we've still got the government shut down, so it's unlikely that we're going to get CPI. The forecast is that we're going to be around the 3% mark, which is 50% above where the Fed wanted to be. So it's not an insignificant number. And then on Friday, we're supposed to have PPI and retail sales, and it doesn't look like we're going to get those either. Even if the government do come back now, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said that he was giving the House 36 hours to get back into work, so to speak, to try and resolve the shutdown. So hopefully we'll get some movement on the US government shutdown this week. And then we should probably get a bit of a timescale for the data. So that's the backdrop behind some of the market moving news. And then if we look at bond yields, they're actually moving lower again now. There's a little bit of indecision yesterday. We had a bit of a bounce post FOMC. We've kind of topped out, it appears. And we're getting that kind of rollover now to the downside. So how do we interpret that? Well, it's likely to support equities and potential for a weaker dollar, but we'll see, because it's not really playing out as we would expect just yet. So top left, of course, we look at the S&P, top middle is the NASDAQ, top right is the US oil, bottom right is gold, and then we've got a couple of dollar pairs, euro dollar, pound dollar, and we're still in the euro dollar, so our bias is still very much to the upside there. And like I said yesterday, a bit of a mixed bag for the AI trade, because generally if we get a bit of a positive sign, we'd like to stick with it. If we get some negative signals coming from AI, then it certainly makes us a bit more cautious. Yesterday was one of those days where we got some cautious behavior. Like, we took profit yesterday in the S&P. What we didn't do was hang around in it too long. It started to roll over, so we took profit. And now we've seen another leg to the upside at a time when the sentiment around the AI trade was a little bit on the weaker side, and no real further progress on the US government reopening. So just to quickly comment on, you know, were we seeing support in the AI trade for a buy trade in the indices? The answer was no, not really. So going back to the drawing board, so we gapped significantly lower yesterday for Nvidia and then sold off. We had SoftBank selling their shares, taking profits, booking in, I think, between 5 and 6 billion. on that trade. So very impressive. And there's fears and concerns that, you know, we might start seeing a little bit of weakness, but that can be offset by a pretty significant turnaround at a drop of a hat, as we know, which is something we've seen many times. So where are we at elsewhere? So let's try and get a little bit of directional bias on these trades. So our directional bias for now is very much to the upside in markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ, as long as some of the other correlations are falling into place. The euro dollar, our bias is to continue to make some progress. We've got a bit of a question mark over the pound. So with the Bank of England likely to cut rates due to weakening jobs numbers, that could lean a little bit lower, especially if we get a bit of dollar strength. So dollar strength against the yen, we're now breaking these new highs. So the carry trade is still in full swing. The dollar Swiss, we had a lot of dollar weakness yesterday. It was pretty much a mixed bag. So we had dollar strength in some areas, dollar weakness in the other. So it looks like the Aussie is kind of bouncing off its lows now, along with the New Zealand dollar. So maybe something like the Aussie dollar breaking above the highs. So what we might do is have a look at the euro dollar and the New Zealand dollar and just suggest that our bias short term can be to the upside. So we've got a bit of a bullish market. Of course, we'd probably need some sort of pullback again in the S&P. We can have a look at that during the European trading session. And elsewhere, our bias is very much to the upside in markets like we've had a big move in gold already, and we'd basically be looking for some sort of structural failure trade for some continuation. Now, where we've got some weakness is still around the we had a really strong rally above the 60-65, didn't quite rally up to resistance, but very, very close to it, and now the prices are rolling over. So we're kind of looking at this type of price action. So we are expecting to get below $60 eventually. It's been quite frustrating for the last 4 days, so not really getting the moves that we would expect. But these are the most important markets for us by size and liquidity and volume. So the S&P, NASDAQ, euro dollar, and Aussie dollar for now all have a directional bias to the upside, along with gold. Eventually, we just need to get a technical entry. And then we've got a bearish bias or a downside bias in US oil, but need to be careful because we're currently at very, very strong support at the 60-65. So we need to sort of navigate that. This is what we're putting in our trade plan. This is where we're going to try and extract some opportunity from these markets. And this is what we're going to actually do in the European and US trading sessions now very, very shortly. So let's just amend then today's trade plan. So mixed stroke mild risk on market conditions due to positivity around the US government reopening and the AI trade. Yeah. Although we didn't get that much positive price action yesterday, but we may do get that today. So that is still technically intact. And it does mean potential further US indices strength, potential dollar weakness, yes, in the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar. US oil, more broadly speaking, still looking to sell below $60. We're currently above $60, so it's going to be a timing issue and make sure we have a structure to try and capitalize on. And the gold buy trade, yeah, that's the only one that we need to. It's now, unfortunately, the buy trade is above the 41.49. And again, the problem is we're looking at a 50, $55 stop loss, which is excessive, but I suppose it is the trade. 41. So we're actually now from that breakout Sunday night above the 40, 46. The next level up, unfortunately for us, is the 41, 49. Like I said, with just a $50 stop loss. So again, that might be beyond our risk profile really to get into that type of trade. But nonetheless, we can reference it anyway. And look, it does kind of support the potential for the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar. So even if we're not buying gold, if gold is rallying because of a weaker dollar, we benefit in the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar, and it's much cheaper to do so. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. Okay, right. Let's post this into the chat box then, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll let you go. Those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in just a couple of minutes. So in terms of market narrative, it's a little bit on the big side, but the government reopening is kind of risk on, and it's hard to say we've got a rotation away from AI. We've still got the AI tech rally. There was a little bit of negative news yesterday, a little bit of negative price action, which is gave us a... It became a bit of a difficulty for us when we're talking about buying the indices or the US indices for that matter. So with all this in mind, we're loosely on the risk on trade, indices higher, dollar lower. Those bond yields we expect to continue to weaken slightly. And let's just keep our options open regarding commodities. Because if we do get a weaker dollar, we might see some additional commodity strength. But that trade there's an uncoupling there, which is interesting to see. So look, we've got a lot of questions. We don't have as many answers. We've got to sort of take these markets sort of almost one session at a time. And as a result, keeping our options open is mentally a really, really positive thing to do. We're not going to get too entrenched with these trades, but if something shifts, then we'll absolutely take that accordingly. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you in the other room there momentarily. So from everyone here, we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. My pleasure as always. Bye for now. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.